Our story begins with the idea that MGlu5 is a mediator of pain sensitization and therefore a reasonable target for a novel analgesic.
We validated our hypothesis in a series of preclinical studies in mice and using phenobarb, a molecule that, when we started, had just been found to be a negative allosteric modulator of MGlu5.
Based on these results, we sought to build the perfect translational study, working with an imperfect tool, as we found out phenobarb to be, but that was the only one that we could use in humans.
With no commercial MGlu5 antagonist available to us, we submitted our own investigational new drug application for phenobarb to the FDA and selected an experimental pain model that would correspond in human to models that we used in mice and where phenobarb showed analgesic properties. We selected the heat capsaicin sensitization model for this study.
As has been reported previously, we found that phenobarb has a very variable bioavailability. This complicated our efforts, but at this point, phenobarb was our only option for trying to test the hypothesis that MGlu5 antagonism produces analgesia in humans.
We found a significant reduction in pain sensitization compared to placebo, but only at a single time point, that corresponding to the time of peak plasma concentration. We did not observe a prolonged reduction in the area of cutaneous sensitization in the heat capsaicin model in the phenobarb group versus placebo, as we hypothesized.
Due to the uncertainties introduced by the highly variable pharmacokinetics of phenobarb, we had to come to terms with the largely negative results, which for us meant accepting them, framing them correctly, and understanding what we could and could not learn.
In the end, we feel that future studies are needed to test analgesic effects of MGlu5 antagonism, but such studies should await the availability of molecules with improved pharmacokinetic profiles.